Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Friday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. It has been a crazy couple of weeks for all of us, but certainly a roller coaster of emotions for the Belmont men's basketball team. And to help us talk a little bit more about that, we bring Tyler Scanlon to our microphones now, Belmont men's basketball senior forward. Tyler, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing good. So Joe wrote an interesting piece regarding your basketball team on The Athletic, just talking about the crazy swing in emotions that it's been for you guys, winning the OVC tourney, thinking you're going to the NCAA tournament, and then obviously we all know how much the coronavirus has impacted all of our lives here in the last week and a half, 2 weeks. Just how would you describe this crazy time and kind of the swing of emotions you all have been through as a basketball team?
Yeah, I think that with every day, we've kind of learned new things about ourselves and how much we miss sports. I think that, you know, a week or so ago, we never thought any of this was possible. You know, the NBA started off with the suspension of their season, and then every league followed suit. And then the NCAA progressively went from no fans to canceling the NCAA tournament, to suspending spring sports, and now canceling spring sports. And I think that I don't know if we've ever really had an experience like this where sports have just been taken away completely, at least not in my lifetime. So it's just this has been a learning curve, which I don't know if any of us have really ever seen or been prepared for.
Yeah, well, Tyler, you had a really great post on Twitter about this as well the other day with some of your thoughts, including, you know, talking about how, like a lot of young people in this country, you were in the driveway growing up, you shot the ball, you counted down, you dreamed of playing the NCAA tournament, you earned yourself that opportunity, and then, of course, it gets taken away, but you're still able to have, you know, perspective on that. You and I were talking the other day a little bit about the Boston Marathon, for example. And of course, you were at Boston University before Belmont. Can take me through that again? Because I was talking to you guys. I'm like, man, these guys are making me feel like, you know, like they've got some perspective on life that we all need. But walk me through your thought process on the Boston Marathon and a little perspective on coronavirus and how kind of earth shaking this is.
Yeah. So the Boston Marathon has been running for the past 124 years. So, you know, through World War One, through the Spanish influenza, through World War Two, it's seen everything, and they've held the Boston Marathon, and now the coronavirus is the obstacle that finally got the Boston Marathon canceled for a year or postponed for a year. So it really put into perspective for me how different this is. This isn't a typical situation. That this is unprecedented, and it kind of helps with, you know, everything being canceled because you know, it's so far out of our hands and so far out of everyone's control that unfortunately sports are not on the table right now. We got a lot bigger things to worry about.
Tyler, from a sports perspective, I mean, the last game you guys played at Belmont this year was that crazy game against Murray State. You scored the game winner there in a back-and-forth game that was extremely entertaining to watch. I'm sure even more entertaining to be a part of. There are worse games to be your last game that you can remember than that Murray State game, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, at least we were afforded the opportunity to play in front of, you know, a packed house. We played in front of fans at that point, where some conferences later did not get to play in front of fans. We got to finish our conference tournament, which a lot of other teams did not get to do. So, you know, if that's my last shot, my last game, you know, I'm okay with it. And it's funny that you pointed out, you know, in the piece that I just kind of wrote, you know, I just felt like people needed to read something from some of the student athletes, because there was so much anger and you know, sadness going on in the community. I just felt like people needed to understand that we got so much as student athletes that, you know, one game or a few games wouldn't define us But I said in the piece that, you know, jump shot after jump shot in the driveway. And it's funny, I went home yesterday and I looked at the hoop, and for the first time I noticed in the bottom left corner of the backboard, it shows where the hoop was made. And it says Evansville, Indiana. And I was like, wow, that is, because that's where the conference championship was played for us.
That's wild.
I was like, huh, that is very eerie. You know, I practiced on this hoop to get ready for the conference championship, you know, what, 20 years later, and it ended up being the same place. So I don't know. I just thought it was a very strange sign. But, yeah, I mean, I'm really, really glad we got to play that one.
And likely your last basket in organized basketball taking place in Evansville. Tyler, I know we talked about you're keeping your mind open on something like maybe a summer league opportunity, but obviously life is changing a lot of things, including maybe taking away opportunities like that from players coming out of college. Tell the listeners about, you know, what you have going on with grad school, the internship you've had here, and, you know, what you'd like to do with a career.
Yeah, so for grad school, I'm currently at pursuing my MBA, and then with that, I'd like to use that MBA to get into sports representation, so be a sports agent or help athletes brand themselves from a marketing perspective with social media and how that stuff is growing. I think there's an opportunity for athletes to, you know, be more than the guy or girl who puts the ball in the hoop, and be more of an icon in the community. For my internship, I work at Bros Marketing and Distribution. And within that, we have a program called On the Avenue, where we hire and help work professionalism and, you know, develop skills with persons on the autism spectrum, and helping them with audio editing, video editing, how to create a commercial campaign, how to do advertising, marketing. And I think that that's been a really rewarding experience because, you know, it's taught me so much about working with people and knowing that every person has a skill set and has that, you know, that white bulb within them, that if you can just get it going. There's so many hidden talents within people. You kind of have to take the time to, you know, nurture them and let them grow.
Yeah, that's really cool. We're talking with Tyler Scanlon, outgoing Belmont senior. Scored the winning basket to beat Murray State and win the OVC championship for the Bruins. Tyler, I did want to ask you about coming here. You're a grad transfer. We talked the other day a little bit about, you know, you put your name in the transfer portal and boom, the phone starts blowing up. Why Belmont over Wisconsin and George Washington, and what did you learn about Belmont and Casey Alexander in your year playing for the Bruins?
Yeah, I mean, when Coach R first reached out to me in kind of early mid-June, when I put my name in the transfer portal, and I'll be honest, I did not know much about Belmont other than the fact that they almost upset Duke in, I think it was 2008.
Yep.
They're one point away, and I watched that game because I was a huge Duke fan growing up, and I was like, who are these Belmont guys? But, you know, their reputation kind of perceived themselves as being this mid-major power. They look like they played the right way, like a good group of guys. So, I mean, I knew them from that perspective. Beyond that, I didn't know much. And then when it kind of came, I got a couple weeks to kind of do my research, and it's a trunk process with a lot of time. And I just realized when you take away the names of the schools, what do those schools offer? And then you kind of, you know, what's a Power Five and what has a bigger conference, and you just look at what the schools offer, and it was pretty clear that Belmont offered the best academically and basketball-wise. And then I think once I got here, I realized how much of a program Belmont truly is. Like, there's no bad guys. Everybody's in it together. Everybody's rooting for each other. We just want to win. And that's pretty rare in college basketball. It sounds like very simple. It's like, oh, everybody wants everyone to succeed, and we all want to win the game. But that doesn't always happen. A lot of times there's egos that come into play, and some guys on the team are selfish, and that didn't happen one time during the year, which is incredibly rare.
Well, Tyler, it's been a pleasure to kind of watch your story and the story of your teammates evolve here and the way you guys have handled this situation has been, I think, very inspiring for all of us. So thanks for doing that, and thanks for taking time to come on with us today, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tyler Scanlon, Belmont basketball senior forward, and just a really cool story there, Joe, and how not only he but his teammates as well have handled what's a really tough situation, something you work really your whole life for, to get an opportunity to go play in the NCAA tournament. It gets taken away from you, and the perspective they've been able to have in the aftermath of that, I think, has been really, really cool to see, because you don't often find that from college students in that age. Like, the perspective is something I think generally that comes over time and with age, and these guys, they've handled it about as well as you could have asked.
Yep. If you want to feel better, talk to someone from the Belmont basketball program. They've got stuff figured out pretty well over there.
When we come back, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver threw out an interesting idea the other day about potentially having some charity games in the NBA at some point as we're going through this coronavirus crisis. We'll get into that next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.